The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto. It's the 9th of January. Today is Wednesday. Hope you're having a fabulous start to the new year. We certainly are. We're very, 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 very busy right now, which is not a bad thing, but we're just very, very busy. And obviously, when you get busy, you get stressed. And when you get stressed, I don't know what happens. All sorts of stuff happens. So everything seems impossible. And I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm actually in there, but I was on a coaching call yesterday, and then I got an email this morning from the person I'm speaking to, and they were asking me about stress and about what to do with life and all of that kind of thing. Have I made the right decision? And when you start coaching, by the way, those sort of questions that then pop up are absolutely ideal. That's exactly where you need to be right now, okay? Because you're now challenging how you see the world. Because before the coaching, you saw the world and everything was fine in how you see the world. And sometimes how you see the world is not actually how the world is, okay? How you see the world is how you actually see it. It's not necessarily what the world looks like. So when I look at the world and you look at the world, we're looking at this thing from two separate angles, right? So if we take the pen, you see it as looking like that, and I see it as looking like that. There we go. I just see it as a round circle, and you see it as a long rectangle. It's the same thing, right? But we're looking at it as completely, completely different. Okay, so the idea here that you go through life and life, you know, the way that you see the world never ever changes is inaccurate. And when we talk about stress, the way that we think about stress, like do we actually know what stress even is? Or is it just a label that we've put on it that we actually think it refers to? Because I guarantee it's a label, right? You show me somebody who's had cancer, who's had 5 failed divorces, who's had 6 failed businesses, whose kids tell them they hate them, the same person, okay, they would say they're stressed. You'd understand why. And then you move on to somebody else, and they're like, they've got a bully in their workplace and their boss is bullying them, okay? They are stressed too. You've got two very, very different things going on, but we use the label of stress on both of these, okay? So, like, comparatively, you go, for goodness sake, get a grip, change your job, you know, go through HR, get it sorted. That's not stress. Like, it's still stress. Don't get me wrong here. It is still stress, but it's all relative, okay? So it's almost like if you think that's bad enough, you've got something bigger yet to come. I guarantee it. Because life is not without its stresses. I don't know anyone who hasn't been stressed. I don't know anyone, right? Because life is not a game of no stresses. I know very, very, very successful people. People you've heard of, okay? People have been in the news and they've been stressed, they've been depressed, they've been suicidal, they've been bankrupt or close to it and no money. They've gone through separations. And the guy that wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, John Gray, he went through like 2 divorces. You know, the relationship expert, he learned his book from his divorces, I'm guessing. I don't know. So first of all, if you think you're stressed, I need you to understand that the label that you're putting on this thing that we call stress might not be stress. Like, it might be unpleasant. It's not nice being bullied by your boss, for example, and you might go home and you might worry about it overnight, and it's a form of stress. But it's almost like you've got to go through that to get onto the next side. Okay, and when you go through a separation and you get onto the next side, and when you go through almost having a business bankrupt and you go, on to the next side. And then when you look back, all the things you've gone through, and then you get a bullying boss, you just tell them, piss off, or you knock them out, or whatever. Don't do that. But do you see what I mean? So if you're younger, I think younger people have a more of an alignment to call themselves stressed because they've not actually gone through that much as yet. And that's not detrimental to young people who are going through hardship, but maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's hardship that you're actually going through and you've labeled it stress, and then you get onto all the pills and potions that your doctor wants to give you, okay? Different in the UK than it is in America, because the guys in America get paid a lot of money to get you all drugged up. In England, I don't know why they do it. Just can't be bothered doing the jobs, I guess. But is it this avoidance of hardship actually that's causing stress? Is it actually stress? Like, what is it that you're stressed about? What are these things that you're stressed about? Like, you know, the job and the bully at the job. Like, you go home, and what is it that you're worried about? Like, stress is really about the stuff that you're worried will happen in the future, really, if you think about it. So let's say I'm going through a separation. I'm not, but let's say I am. And I'm stressed about that. I'm stressed about what that person's going to do to me. Having been through a separation, by the way, and had horrific things done to me because of a separation. I mean, we're talking child abduction. I mean, lies. I mean, like, you would not believe. And it's still going on, by the way, nearly 9 years on. It's 8.5 years in. We've still got another 50 years of life. So I don't think that will ever end in some way. So, but it's this fear of what's going to happen. That's kind of stress. Anxiety could be perceived as things that have happened to you in the past that you replay in your mind. And we all have that as well, by the way. You know, I replay stuff, by the way, from school. I remember being stood, and I was at high school, and I was stood in front of a teacher, and I was stood up with the rest of the class. I was crying, and the teacher's yelling at me. Like, I replay that, okay? So that's anxiety right there. Like, what the fuck am I replaying that for? I was like 10, 11, I'm 46 right now, I'm 35 years older, I'm a lot more wiser. I just try to piss off. Do you know what I mean? I'm at that stage in life where if I don't like something, we've just got this going on with social workers right now, we lead, and I've told them how negligent and incompetent and how uneducated they are. It really does get their back up. But I'm just not prepared to stand for any bullshit anymore because you just tell people to piss off. I don't need anybody in my life, right? And actually getting myself to that stage was a driver from stress because I hated getting a job. I hated having a boss, and I didn't want to do all that kind of thing. So I thought, okay, let's be self-employed. So that's the path I chose. That was not a path of less stress, right? Because how can be self-employed be less stressful than going to get a job, right? So, I mean, I worked in a lot of call centers. That was fairly less stressful compared to being self-employed, dealing with idiot tenants who think, oh, I just won't pay you this month in your rent, and then you send them a 25 quid letter because they're now late. Oh, well, I didn't think you'd mind. Why would I not mind? Why would I not mind not being paid? Just, you know, that's stressful. And then you get into an argy-bargy with them, and then they call you rude. and so I'm rude because you didn't pay your rent, and I'm asking you to pay your rent on time? Okay. So it is stressful, right? But it's not as stressful as knowing I have to get up and go to work 9 to 5 for the rest of my life until I'm 67, at least now, right? Depends how good your pension's going to be and how much you can live on, how much you can afford to live on. Listen to that language. Why would you have to put up with how much you can afford to live on? I don't want that. When I retire, and I've retired already once, got bored. But after that, like, you know, 55, 60, like, I'm the sort of person who would probably never retire anyway, because what the hell are you going to do? I've been there, I've done that. A friend of mine once said, oh, if that were me, I'd just play golf every day. And I was 30 at the time. And I was like, yeah, but who with? And I went, oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. You know, the last thing I want to do is play golf with 65-year-olds and find out about their health problems. So I just need you to understand here the differences between actual stress, okay? And this is about getting labels right. Actual stress, what is it? What's it look like? What does it feel like? Is it, has it got a size? Has it got a vibration? Has it got a weight to it? Where is it? Is it on your chest? What does it look like? If that was a person, put them in your left hand, who would it remind you of? Okay, this is what we call a parts integration, because part of you feels stressed. This is all the NLP and hypnosis stuff. And actually, for this client that's emailed in about this, we're probably going to do that on the next session with him, which is an awesome session to do, by the way. Parts integrations are awesome. If you've ever done NLP and you know about the parts integration, you'll love it. It's just an amazing thing. You get all warm and fuzzy, you cry, and it's just like, it's like a skin removing, it's like a snake, sorry, removing its skin, and you feel refreshed. It's pretty awesome. So label these things properly. Is it stress? Okay. Has it got a size? Has it got a shape? Has it got a weight to it? What's it look like? Who does it look like? What is it you're specifically stressed about? Are you worried about what might happen in the future? Let's go into those what might happen scenarios, and let's delve into it and go, actually, is it as bad as you actually think it's going to be? That's one labeling that we should do about what that actual stress is. The next type of stress is anxiety. What is that anxiety? Has it got a shape? Has it got a form? Who does it look like? Does it look like a situation or a person? Okay. Is it something that you're replaying again and again and again, and that's why it's causing anxiety? Okay. Is there a way that you can stop replaying that? Because actually, is it helping you replaying it again and again and again? No, probably not. Okay. Are you coming up with any new learnings or any new information from continually replaying this anxiety again and again and again? Probably not. Okay. So now we need what we call a pattern interrupt. Actually, can you smell popcorn? That right there is a pattern interrupt, because we interrupted your pattern listening to me, and now I'm asking you to smell popcorn. It's a podcast, for crying out loud. How can you smell popcorn? So so that is an example of a pattern interrupt. So the time that you go back to, let's say, me studying in the classroom, getting upset because the teacher's yelling at me because I didn't know the answer to a question, and crying in front of all my friends, and I didn't really know anybody because I just got to middle school at the time. So, like, me replaying that, am I getting any new information from that? Absolutely not. There's no information. I can't even remember it. It's very tunnel visioned. I just have a vision of me stood in front of the teacher with the classroom, and I'm not even looking at it through my own eyes. I'm looking at it as though I'm sat in the classroom looking at me in front of the teacher. Some interesting stuff going on there in NLP terms, for sure, because I'm disassociated at least once from being me, because I'm not looking at it through my own eyes. So the next bit is, actually, if I can view that looking down on the classroom, looking at me, looking at the school teacher. Now we're twice disassociated. Is that three times? One, yeah. Associated, disassociated, twice disassociated. It's three times disassociated, right? So, like, is there no new information? No, there's no new information. Okay, so the person who I am now looking at down at the classroom, so I'm twice disassociated, I can go, okay, how about you stop running this program? Or how about you change that memory? Because it's a representation of what happened in that memory that's causing anxiety. Like, I must admit, it doesn't cause me any anxiety now, but it has done at some points in life where, you know, your brain just picks it up, doesn't it? And you just go back to a certain time when you're younger and you go, oh, I should have done this, should have done that. So at that point, when you go back in time and you start thinking about it, can you smell popcorn? Distract yourself, pattern interrupt it. Go for a run, go for a jog. And like that for me is quite a low ball kind of distraction, the anxiety. It's kind of low ball for me, right? I can think of much bigger things to do with separation, family court, police interviews, like, you name it, we've had it. Do you know what I mean? Child abduction, dealing with social services who are beyond incompetent, like, you just would not believe how incompetent they are. And then getting angry with them because they are so uncaring and incompetent. And I think they do it on purpose to get you to a stage where you tell them to fuck off. And then they go, well, there's no need to be like that. No, my kid's just dying, but you go ahead with that. So I think they do it on purpose, and then they no longer have to deal with you. So that's their method of dealing with stuff. So I could go back to that, and that's quite stressful, okay? But then, am I getting any new information? Sometimes replaying that can be useful because I'm actually getting new information that I might have missed the first time around. Or the interpretation from that memory, I can make a decision to change. I can go, okay, the learning I got from that is that this person is doing this on purpose, okay? Social services are being inept on purpose. And I've changed this representation, Okay. I now don't think they're doing it on purpose. I just think they just don't know what they're doing. They're ignorant and they don't know that they're ignorant and they're pretending to be professional because that's what they're supposed to be, but they can't help it because they're not professional, right? So now the way I deal with them, I have to deal with their ignorance and lack of education. It's not them doing it on purpose. They just can't help it. So actually, I should help them instead of being angry at them. I need to help them. You see how we swap that representation around? We just made a really big one, actually. I can't talk too much about it. It's to do with my ex-partner who stole the kids. And there's a lot of stuff going on in there right now. And social services being involved and so on. So it's like I've gone through running this representation. And just recently I've learned some new learnings, not from anywhere external, but for me looking at this thing and replaying it again. And I've learned some new things that actually I can use moving forward in that actually it's not their fault. They just don't know how any better. Right? So they just don't know how to deal with the world because they're struggling with stress. They've not had the benefit of my training and so on that I've gone through. Okay. And I might be that person too if I'd not gone through the training I'd go on. Okay. So you running these anxiety tracks again and again and again can have a purpose as long as you're getting something new. But if you're not getting anything new, now is the time to pattern interrupt it, get rid of it, go for a run, have a drink of coffee. Like you can even anchor coffee. Okay. I do this. I've anchored coffee to waking up like a lot of people do. Okay. I've got my coffee here. So if I'm feeling stressed or I'm not stressed, sorry, get the label right. If I'm feeling anxious and replaying something in the past, I could go, oh, my pattern interrupt is, let's go smell the coffee, make a coffee. And that's my cue to go and think of something else. So I get up, I shake it off, I go for a walk, go for a run, take the dog out, make a coffee, go bring up some firewood, go for a jog on a treadmill, do some weights, do a podcast and talk about it maybe, whatever it happens to be. Put Star Wars on and watch that, buy a new printer. Go through my task list and turn that energy, that negative energy into, okay, let's get some tasks done, whatever it happens to be, okay? So you can change this label that we call anxiety, but if it's not serving you anymore, you've got to pattern interrupt it and get rid of it. Just don't think about it anymore. I get really upset when I think of my ex. Okay, don't think of your ex. Like, it sounds really obvious, but I can't help it. No, you can't help it because it's become a pattern that's become ingrained in yourself. But that's what you're doing. Well, I'm so stressed about work. Okay, what are you stressed about? I'm stressed about, like, listen to the language. I'm stressed about my boss. Well, what is it? Well, I'm worried he might bully me tomorrow. So it's a future pace. Okay, so go in today and deal with that thing. And then the consequence might be whatever happens to that boss. Oh, I'm feeling really anxious. What are you feeling anxious about? Well, I'm feeling anxious about, I told my boss to piss off yesterday. Okay, so replay it. Are you getting any new learnings? Is there something that you should have learned from that yesterday that you've not yet learned? Yeah, maybe if I'd gone to HR instead of waiting to explode, you know, letting it build up and then exploding, that would have been better. Okay, perfect. That's your new learning. Go to HR today and go sort that out. That'll sort your stress out for tomorrow and deal with your anxiety telling them to piss off yesterday. Does that make sense? Okay, so we've got stress and we've got anxiety. And so I'm sure you've seen it on Facebook. Stress is what's going to happen in the future. Anxiety is what's happened in the past. But I'm not going to tell you that we don't have stress. Like, there's stress in everything, okay? Am I stressed about rental payments? Yeah, to some extent, I always am and I always will be. Morning, Nathan. I always will be stressed about that. You know, we owe millions and millions and millions of pounds to banks. And people go, how do you sleep at night? Well, actually, I sleep really well to that. There's that old saying, if you owe your bank 30 grand, you've got a problem. If you owe your bank 3 million pounds, they've got a problem. Well, my bank's got a problem, okay? Like, it still affects me if I go bust. And so the rental payments, does it keep you awake at night? No, because we've got enough properties so if 10 people don't pay, we're fine. Okay, so we've got a good buffer in there. So, like, knowing that, that's the thing that might cause me anxiety or stress. Knowing that, it's like, how can I deal with that? We'll go buy another 10, another 20, another 30 properties. So then if 20 properties go empty, which is highly statistically improbable, not impossible, but highly statistically improbable, I'm not going to be stressed about that or have any anxiety. So this is not to say that you're going to get away from stress. It's to say that there's two types of stress. One is actual stress and one is anxiety, okay? Like, you could go down into the depression. And I think, again, and this is very controversial, depression is a state of mind that you can choose to be in or choose not to be in. So the famous question is, okay, so how do you know when to be depressed? And people go, well, I just am. And I go, really? Teach me how to be depressed. If I want to be depressed, teach me how to do it. What do I do? Shoulder slumped, breathing heavy, head down. Okay. Is that it? Is that all I need to do? Well, no, you've got to think about something. Oh, okay. What should I be thinking about? Well, you've got to be thinking about, here we are, folks. You've got to be thinking about stress in the future or anxiety in the past. When were you last depressed? Oh, well, I was last depressed 2 weeks ago. And what was it? I was severely depressed, couldn't get out of bed, didn't want to do anything. And so, like, and by the way, I've been there. So just so you know, I've gone through that depression. And you can't think of anything to do. And even if you did do it, what's the point? Because it won't work anyway. That kind of thing. And so with little strategies to get around that, make your bed, iron your clothes, tidy your desk. You should see the state of my desk today. It's appallingly all over the place. Go tidy your desk. Do these little things. Sweep the house, do the windows, do the thing that you've been meaning to do. Go buy some gym shoes and so you can get to the gym. You don't have that excuse. Run for 5 minutes. I guarantee, by the way, if you're depressed and you can't get out of bed, just go for a run. You know, you do that for 7 days in a row, you're not going to be depressed. You're going to feel pretty good, right? You know, when did you last dance? When did you last do exercise? When did you last tell a stranger they look attractive? Whatever, right? Who cares? But you should be doing this kind of thing. But so, yeah, teach me to be depressed. Okay, what am I thinking? Who am I thinking about? Oh, I'm thinking about your ex. Oh, okay. So actually, it's not depression, it's anxiety. And are you depressed all the time? Like, I don't know anybody who's been depressed who's depressed all the time, okay? So what happens is they get themselves into a mental state that then they call depression. Just don't get yourself into that mental state. Keep yourself busy. That's not to say that you don't handle the stuff and deal with the depression. You still got to deal with that and talking therapy and going to see someone that will help, like on a whole new level. And then we get people going, well, I'm not going to tell people my problems. You don't know what I've been through. Don't know, need to have to go through stuff. Like the NLP stuff, the hypnosis stuff, the counselling stuff, get a good one. You don't need to have them have gone through that because it's about distracting you and changing your mind, that kind of thing. So in terms of stress, do not think that you're not going to get not stressed because you are going to get stressed. The key is working out how to handle it. The more stress is put on you and the more that you handle, the more you can handle, okay? Like, if you think you're going to go into a job and not be stressed, you're going to be wrong. If you think you're going to be self-employed and not get stressed, you're wrong. If you think you're going to get into a relationship and not get stressed, you're wrong. If you think you're not going to have a relationship, you're not going to get stressed, you're wrong, right? Stress is all around us, but you need the tools to be able to deal with that. And some of those tools are identifying the right type of stress. Is it actual stress? Is it anxiety? Is it depression? Okay, I'm not a great believer in going down the pill route for depression or anything. If it can help it, I do, you know, take aspirin, whatever, when I need to, but I'd prefer not to. But if that's the path you need to eventually go down, then you go down that path. But until then, actually working out what the problem is and working out what type of stress it is and then dealing with that, just as we've spoken about, that will help you move much further forward. We'll call it on there, I think. We've gone longer than I intended to because we went off on a few different tangents there, but that's pretty cool. We're up to podcast 200 next tomorrow. So I feel like I should be wearing a party hat and one of those blower things, you know, you blow and it rolls up and poppers and party poppers and stuff like that. So, but we're not going to do that. We'll just sit here and have a podcast 200. Thank you for joining. Got any questions? Just come and hit me up on Facebook and we'll speak to you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.